How he dared to come here?
No good clothes, nothing. There were some, what, in ports?
Cracks.
All began to laugh. For a moment he was silent, but after that he also laughed so much more than them. And all were struck dumb. Why he's laughing? Their laughing was stopped. Then Maharaj Janak came to him and told, "Who are you and why you are laughing so?" He told that, "Who am I? I will tell further, afterward. But I am laughing. But I am not laughing. I am weeping, crying. Very far away I am coming, and you are seeing my position. I cannot walk. But I came here only to see the counsels of Maharaj Janak, so learned. I have heard he is a Brahmagani, like Jagyavalka and all others. But at that time Jagyavalka was not there. So I came to hear their discourses and teachings. But here I have become hopeless." Maharaj Janak, "Why you have become hopeless? All are so learned." He told us, "I am not seeing anyone learned. But I am saying that all are here.
Cobblers.
Huh?
Cobblers.
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 Cobblers. Cobblers means?
Shoemaker.
Then he became grave. Maharaj Janak and told us, "All there are cobblers. Cobblers, not cobblers. Why not? All are cobblers. Totally all. You are not saying that there is so much learned person coming in the Brahmin Bansa and so learned Brahmavadi Rishi? No, no. And there all are cobblers. Why? Like cobblers work from skins. They only, oh, this skin is so krum leather. This is what leather?
Good quality.
Whether it is krum or not, or what. So they are of same class. They cannot see whether Atma is pure or not. They cannot realize Atma and Paramatma. Only bodies, this is skin. They are expert in skin, but not expert in Atma. Then all became ashamed. And at once Maharaj Janak came in the lotus feet of that Rishi and he took him on the his
own throne
and began to apologize. Here same thing. You should not apply our worldly vision to any devotees. Always be careful. Don't criticize any Vaishnava for your body's gain or mental gain, for money, for reputation, for any other things. But we are doing like so. If a devotee will come and influence this area, then we will have nothing to gain, no money, no disciple, nothing. And then it is a very, very, what? Harmful for us. So we should make something like this. This is only this view, not Swamiji view. Then purport, very, you come to 63, last stanza.
If we consider the bodily defects of a Vaishnava, we should understand that we are committing an offense at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava.
We should always be careful for this.
An offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava is very serious. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described described this offense as Hathi Mata, a mad elephant offense. A mad elephant can create a disaster, especially when it enters into a nicely trimmed garden. One should therefore be very careful not to commit any offense against the Vaishnava. Every devotee should be ready to take instructions from a superior Vaishnava, and a superior Vaishnava must be ready to help an inferior Vaishnava in all respects.
He has told all things to for devotees who are sadhak in lower grade and the sadhak of upper grade, those is initiating and those who are initiated, for both. Every devotee should be ready to take instruction from a superior Vaishnava, and a superior Vaishnava must be ready to help inferior Vaishnava. This is the symptom of Uttam Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari. And if he is not doing, then he is doing offenses. He should do like this. One is superior or inferior, according to his spiritual development in Krishna consciousness. Very superiority or inferiority. We should always, if you are Madhyam Adhikari, you should always consider this. Then you can progress. Or otherwise your progress will be stopped. So always be careful about this thing. And then?
One is forbidden to observe the activities of a pure Vaishnava from a material point of view.
But now we are seeing like this. We should change our this view if we want to advance. And if you are not changing, then making more offenses. And at last we'll be ruined. Then?
For the neophyte especially, considering a pure devotee from a material point of view is very injurious.
For neophyte especially, considering a pure devotee from a material point of view is very injurious. Therefore,
avoid observing a pure devotee externally, but should try to see the internal features and understand how he is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
He should always be careful and see how he is engaged in his transcendental loving services of Krishna. But he is offending, always offensing nature. He cannot have this vision of seeing any Vaishnava. But we should try.
In this way one can avoid seeing the pure devotee from a material point of view. And thus we can gradually become a purified devotee. One can gradually become a purified devotee himself.
Go on.
Those who think that Krishna consciousness is limited.
Oh, this very important thing.
To a certain.
I have lined. You should also line.
Underline.
Those who
think that Krishna consciousness.
Be like a liberal view that Narada is in Krishna consciousness. Vyas is in that. All the Vaishnava are Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, their disciples, all are Krishna consciousness. Oh, there are something, Vaishishtya,
speciality.
This is another thing. We'll have some more honor, but we'll have to honor all. So, those who think that Krishna consciousness is limited to a certain section of people, they are wrong. Again, go on.
For a certain section of
Section of devotees only, or we only, and all are rejected. We should not have any Sangha association of this. Very wrong thing. If you cannot associate, then you can have honor. What harm to have honor to them? Don't dishonor. You should honor. It is okay that if it is in line, in same, what I want, swajati snigdha ashay. We should associate with the devotees who is snigdha swajatiya. Swajatiya means same. What I want, what is the object of mine, is in the line of same. Like I want to be a friend of Krishna, he should be like this. I want to be in the line of Rupa Goswami, I will see that he is more superior than me, but in this line, in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Then we should associate with him always, with very honor, but don't dishonor anyone. Guru Goste Goshtale Su Sujane Bhusurugane. Even the Brahmins who are living in Vrindavan, don't dishonor. If they are not one-ended in Krishna, sometimes they worship Vishnu, Vaikuntha, Dwarkadhish, Krishna, in the same line, no harm. They are having something. We should not dishonor or make any offense. But we cannot associate with them because they are not in the line of Rupa Goswami. So this is all right. But, oh, go on, we cannot meet with you. This is very offensive. It will harm our bhakti. And then, go on. So, those who think that Krishna consciousness is limited to a certain section of people, a certain section of devotee, we are ISKCON, all others are not ISKCON, then what will be? And that is going on in this time. And that is why a very problem for them. Or a, go on, certain
tract of land are generally prone to see the external features of
the... What is the meaning of certain tract of land?
Area of land.
Area. They should understand these things. And then we will be qualified to preach or to have anything. Then they will practically and sincerely Vaishnava. Anyone. So we will have to change our this vision. Go on.
So they are prone to see the external features of the devotee. Such neophytes, unable to appreciate the exalted service of the advanced devotee, try to bring the Mahabharata to their platform.
What is the meaning?
They see that he
Mahabharata is also in my platform. I have envy, he has also envy. I am thief, so he is thief. Everything like him. Also, I can control him also. This is very big offenses.
We experience such difficulty in propagating this Krishna consciousness all over the world. Unfortunately, we are surrounded by neophyte godbrothers who do not appreciate...
He had told new... Okay?
Neophyte.
They don't know all these things. Siddhant. Actually, what is Vaishnavata they are not doing. Only they have heard that mantra. But actually they are not Vaishnava, Madhyamadhikari. And that is why they are doing wrong. He has some experience and that is why. He is saying that some god brothers are quarreling within them, not honoring high classes of Vaishnava. They are not understanding what he is doing. Swamiji himself. Someone criticized him. in any way. So he is telling to beware for their disciples and to be careful. Go on.
Who do not appreciate the extraordinary activities of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. They simply try to bring us to their platform and they try to criticize us in every respect.
The same position is now. Same position. So we should be very careful about these things.
We very much regret their naive activities and poor fund of knowledge. An empowered person who is actually engaged in the confidential service of the Lord should not be treated as an ordinary human being. For it is stated that unless one is empowered by Krishna, one cannot spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world.
Go on.
When one thus criticizes a pure devotee, he commits an offense.
When one thus criticizes a pure devotee, he commits an offense. Vaishnava aparad. Go on. This is very destructive and dangerous for those who desire to advance in Krishna consciousness. They cannot progress. Where there is envy and worldly vision, material vision, they are bound to do so. So sometimes acharyas like Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and all descend to this world.
A person cannot derive any spiritual benefit when he offends the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Everyone should therefore be very careful not to be jealous of an empowered Vaishnava or a Shuddha Vaishnava.
They shouldn't envy. They shouldn't have a little smell of envy. You should always be careful. Don't have any. Be liberated. Be
liberal.
Broad-minded. Try to honor. Not try. You should honor all Vaishnavas. Don't criticize them. If you cannot associate, no harm, but don't dishonor. If Vaishnava is, he knows that he Vaishnava is doing some bad things. He's going to prostitute. He's mixing with bad society. He should not associate with him, but don't dishonor him. Otherwise, his bad qualities will come in you. Go on.
It is also an offense to consider an empowered Vaishnava an object of disciplinary action.
Disciplinary action. What is the meaning, Prabhu? What is the meaning?
Actually, Vaishnavas are to be honored in all cases, and never are we to be in a critical mood of any of them. It's not our duty. They are all belonging to Krishna, and they're all Krishna is taking care of everyone. It's not our duty to criticize or to rebuke them in these ways.
An object of disciplinary
action.
What? We should control them by disciplic
rules
and regulations. Oh, you should come. We have made some rules, so you should follow. Sukhdev Goswami, come on. You should first take your cloth and have a tilak. and a Tulsi Mala, otherwise we will not hear you and go from here. And to control him. Haridas Thakur, have you abstracted any guru from whom you have taken initiation? What he will tell? He will smile that he don't know anything and he wants to control me. So don't give any instruction to them. Don't give any advice to them. If you want to gain something, don't advise, don't control them. I know that a Kanishtha Adhikari, he wants to control Madhyam and Uttam. Sometimes Madhyam also, by ignorance, he wants to control. Oh, you should do like this. I've heard from Swamiji, he was in a very worried mood. And he told me that, now I'm controlled. So many persons want to control me. So many things that I don't want to explain here. But we should be careful. It is offensive to try.
It is offensive to try to give him advice or to correct him.
Now you are correcting this. Oh, Gurudev should be corrected. He should be advised. He does not know worldly things. He has no knowledge. He has not gone to Oxford University or here. He has only gone to Haridas Thakur University and the school of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He does not know etiquettes and all this. Gurudev, I've read in Oxford University, so I know much more all these things. You only know how to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and to tell Hari Katha. It will not do. So sometimes you should follow me. Don't give advice. There was an old person in our mutt. His name was Muni Maharaj. He took sannyas with
Swami Maharaj.
His age was 100. Once he was sitting in a very little room, attached to my room. He was very much helpful for me. And always he helped me. And I also served him whole life. He was telling that all knows me that he is a very old Giddha.
Vulture.
Yes, sir. Very old. He cannot move, he cannot do anything. Useless person. But I am here and looking like this. I know everything because I was expert in all these things. I know all these things. So he was telling so many things to me that they think me also like them. They want to regulate me. They don't know me. So smiling. But he was worried for this. So we should be very careful for these things. Then, very important lines he is giving instruction. We should try to follow if we want to progress our bhakti. This is called Ishtagoshti. I am saying that no one is sleeping. All are inspired. All are seeing, hearing from 10 or 20 years always. But some are in very, very condition. They cannot follow these instructions. But they should try. Then,
one
again
thing,
that line.
It is offensive to try to give him advice or to correct him.
Don't try to give any advice to your superiors. They are superior in all way. Not in spirituality, but also in worldly things.
One can distinguish between a neophyte Vaishnava and an advanced Vaishnava by their activities.
Not so all. Those who are Madhyama Adhikari and they're who are sincere, they can. Otherwise, they cannot. They will think that I am only what? Advances. And all are inferior, he will think. But an advanced devotee will think, I am inferior and all are advanced.
The advanced Vaishnava is always situated as the spiritual master. And the neophyte is always considered his disciple.
We should think like this. Always we should think his disciple.
The spiritual master must not be subjected.
I saw Swamiji. He was preaching all over the world. He has written so many books. Chaitanya Chaitamrita, explained Chaitanya Chaitamrita, published in about 60 languages. Gita as it is. And thousands of disciples he made. But he was weeping at the time of departure of my Gurudev. When our Guru Maharaj departed from this world, he was weeping and he wrote letter. And he wrote that verse with some change. Vairagya bhakti rasam prayatnaya payan manan bhipsya mandam kripam buddhija parad dukkha dukhi kesavam aham prapadde. Keep this. He changed the name of Sanatana Goswami. And in his name, in spite of, he added our Guru Maharaj. How he is honoring his sannyas guru. He was not disciples of my Gurudev, but he was sannyas. Our Gurudev has given him sannyas. And he always treated him like his siksha guru, to him Siddha Maharaj and so many. So he was always have given honor to all the Vaishnav. And the last night, when he took my hands and told, I have done so many mistakes, offenses, in the lotus feet of Vaishnava. I have told so many things that I should not have told. So please you should excuse me. I am his siksha shishya, so lower, and he taking my hands and weeping, and he told to me that excuse me. How he is liberal, how he is humble. A general person cannot do this because of false ego. He has no false ego. Realize soul, that is why he is advising us not to do like this. Be always. He told also that you should convey my this prayer to all my God brothers. I may have told. I don't know. You cannot tell it like this. You cannot make. But anyone can tell. For some reason, and if you have told anything, it is not offensive. So, he is telling this thing. The spiritual master must not be
subjected to the advice of the disciple.
Mane? What is the meaning?
The disciple also advice.
What?
The spiritual master is not under the jurisdiction or control of the disciples, is not subject to their advice.
More clear?
So, a disciple, he may offer
something for consideration of spiritual master, but spiritual master is not obliged to take.
Yes, he is. Further, go on. The spiritual master must not be
subjected to the advice of a disciple,
nor
should a spiritual master be obliged to take instructions from those who are not his disciples.
What is the meaning?
That the spiritual master, he does not require to accept the advice of his disciple. If his disciple wants to give him advice, he does not require to accept that. Nor if someone is not his disciple, and if someone is not the disciple of the guru, but he also still wants to give advice to guru does not require to accept his advice.
Yes. So, we should be very careful about these things. And this is called nectar of instructions. Then final word.
This is the sum and substance of Srila Rupa Goswami's advice in the sixth verse.
Yes. Gaur Premanand.
Come on. Vaishnava 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 Vaishnava